You have been hearing from speakers, the Lord through the speakers all week. And now we're going to give you an opportunity to share how the Lord has worked in your heart. The commitments you have made or the resolves or what has happened. This thing doesn't bite, although you think it might. So, don't back away from it when you're up here. What we'd like to do is, when you come up here, what we're going to have to do is have the young ladies line up over here, young men line up over here, and that way we can keep things flowing. And when you come up here, we're going to alternate young man, young lady, young man, young lady. We're going to alternate like that. When you come up here, give your name and where you're from. I have a picture of an alarm clock here, and we're going to give you about 3 minutes, maximum of 3 minutes. So when it gets to be close to 3 minutes, I'm going to be sitting right down here. I'm going to hold up this alarm clock. That means that your time is almost up. I'll try not to wave it too high. If you don't see me, I'll wave it a little higher. And after that, I'll wave it this high. So we will be dismissing at 5 o'clock. So at 5 o'clock, even if you're in line, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to stop. So I encourage you, get in line early, and so that you're sure you have a chance to share. The other thing we're doing this year that we haven't done other years, in the past we did it many years ago, but recently we haven't, is we have a trash barrel here. I think I mentioned this to you the other evening, but if you have something that you feel that the Lord has said, you need to get rid of that, and you have it here, here's your opportunity, throw it away. If you don't have it here, maybe you could even write on a piece of paper, whatever it might be. And you can, it's kind of an object lesson type of thing. Not necessarily for us, but for you. You have put that thing literally in the trash. And then we're going to take it away, and you can't have it anymore. So, we'll give you that opportunity to do that. It's going to be tempting to speak real fast, but you need to speak slowly. So, we can understand you much better if you speak slowly. Okay, I think that's all I have. Who wants to be first? Young ladies? Just go stand over there. Okay, fine. We have a line started now. You know where to stand. So, and I'll just say this. God bless you as you share. And let me encourage you. I don't think I need to do this, but I will say it. This is not a time to be proud of what you're doing. It's a humble way of acknowledging what God has done. So before we get started now, let's just all bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we want to thank you, Father, for what you do in our hearts that draw us closer to you and bring you down to us. Thank you for that. And Father, may it be that not just at this point in time or not just during this week, but throughout the days, the weeks, the months, the years that follow, may we each one, as soon as you speak to us, we respond. And we allow you to have your way in us. Yes, Lord. I pray, Father, as these young people speak, that you would give them words of truth, anointing. Father, may it be words that come from their heart that you have put there. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, I'm Alex Sadler. I'm from Northern Alberta. And I would just like to share some things that stood out to me this week. And especially the one message, digging ditches. There was couple things in that message that really stood out to me. And I just, the ditch of devotion, and I've realized how I tend, the human nature tends to lack devotion to God. And I'm just praying that God would use this Bible school to help me and each person here to walk closer to God.
I'm Christina from Weaver from Beijing, China, and this week has been a big blessing to me. And I think living over there, it can be difficult sometimes to always want God's will to be done. So many times we want our will to be done and our hopes and our dreams and our wants. But while being there, I just have learned to trust in Him. And coming to Bible school has just been such a blessing to be around all you Christian youth, and the testimony all of you are to the world. It's precious and it's beautiful, and I was very thankful for all the speakers and for everyone who put Bible school together, so thank you very much.
Good afternoon. My name is Jonathan Plett. A few things that stuck out to me was Brother Paul spoke on picking up the torch. One comment he said, those that fear God have mercy from generation to generation. It really challenged me to fear God in a right way. And also, Brother John D. also said, when we obey God, we are wise beyond our understanding. And I guess I am from Canada, Manitoba. Also, really thank you all for putting up this Bible school. I really appreciate it. Thank you all.
My name is Lynette Friesen. I'm from Nova Scotia, Canada. And for a while I was considering if I should even come because I thought I might be one of the older ones here. But I don't regret it one bit. I'm so thankful for the work that God's been doing in my heart. He has been revealing sin in my life and also areas where I needed to surrender. I am just so blessed that I've been able to come here, and my desire was to be an open book. And I'm so thankful for the work that He has been doing. My desire is to go home and live out what I've heard and not be able to keep my commitments that I've made with God's help. God bless you all.
My name is Standard Boyson, and I'm from Denver, Pennsylvania. Recently moved up from eastern Oklahoma. And, the reason for the move was because my parents separated at the beginning of the year. And that has really kind of put me in a place of leadership more, and really to step up, be an example to my siblings and everything. And as I came to the Bible school, I had some conviction about devotion to the Lord, especially personal devotions. But as the Bible school went on, it seemed to be that through all the speakers' message and even in prayer group, just I've had so much encouragement. It's like voices screaming from everywhere that God is calling me to a higher standard of devotion, have more of a spiritual vibrancy, and really to be committed to it. And as Brother Joe last night gave his message, he was talking about like which fire you're standing around, and how he concluded when Peter was there next to the place where they were fishing, and Jesus told him, "Feed my sheep," and he asked Simon, "Do you love me?" And three times Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." And as I thought of that, I believe that God was speaking to me that I am to have such a vibrant relationship with God that I will be able to give something special to my siblings and to those around me. I shouldn't just be one that maybe just quick grabs something from the Bible and goes to work in the morning. I want to make a commitment here. And I'd like to go as far as to say that if any of you see my life, if you see me slipping from devotion, if you see it not important to me, that you'd come and talk to me about it. I don't want Bible school just to last maybe a week or two. I want this conviction to stick with me for the rest of my life. Thank you all very much.
I'm Jaleesa Henderson from Cortland, Virginia. And first, I want to thank everybody for making this Bible school possible, just the principals and the matrons and everybody else who works for this to be a blessing to us. I also want to say that the message on Monday evening especially touched my heart. I want to give the keys of my heart and life to God and be wholly surrendered to whatever His will is for my life. It's been a big blessing to be here and be surrounded by other youth who have a vision. And even if I don't have that at home, I want to be committed and open to whatever God is putting on my plate right now. Thank you to everybody who is encouraging me this week, the prayer group leader and prayer group, thank you, and Sister Ann and Sister Ruby for being there for us. It's been a blessing. I've gotten stretched in ways that I wasn't anticipating. It's been good. I also want to say to you girls down there, I know it's really hard to come up here, but just go ahead and do it. God's done great things in our lives this week, so come on up and share.
Good afternoon. My name is Andrew Baca. I'm from Cheyenne, Wyoming. This is my fourth time here at Bible school. My first time was in 2014. Actually, I learned quite a bit this week. But the main thing I learned was just to not to get just stuck in a groove of her easy Christian life, just to roll right along to pray, read our Bible, but to be able to reach out to others and serve others around us and to spread the light before us. I do also want to thank the speakers and those who made it possible here. Thank you again.
I'm Jana Lehman from Tecate, Mexico. And when I found out about this Bible school and I decided to come, I didn't realize what I was stepping into. And I came, and the first day, Monday, I was like, why did I even come? But I'm here, so I'll gain from it what I can gain. And I was so amazed how many areas in my heart had been left locked and haven't been swept out for probably years. And it was just amazing how much growth I actually, well, sobering how much growth I need to do yet before I'm like Christ. And I was really blessed by every message, every song that I've heard and sung this week, and by all youth that have been a good example and have come and have blessed me this week. And I want to go back to Mexico, back to that children's home, with more fervor to be the example that I need to be to the younger ones coming on, to these children, and that I will never lower my conviction and I will never lower my standard of Christian walk, because they're watching me, and I want to go back home and I won't be the same. I want to read my Bible more and be more like Christ. And I want to thank each one of the staff here and everyone that did their part to make this week wonderful. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is James Ringler from Middleburg, PA, and first thing I want to do is thank God for saving my soul and delivering me from a miserable existence. We have a hope, we have somewhere to go. You hear recently, you know, how many people are on drugs and they're dying young, they're dying even barely teenagers. And my life hasn't been perfect, but I want to thank God that salvation is simple. It's not something very complicated. And I've been challenged this week on how inadequate my prayer life and Bible reading is. And on how, you know, little things matter. And things that look to us like the little things. Even an iceberg has only a little bit of it showing, but the main part of the iceberg is under the surface. And there's things been in my life, you know, that I probably confessed today for the first time in my life. And those little things, you know, you just look at people around you that, and you wonder how they got there. Most of them, it wasn't on large changes they made. It was maybe a little unconfessed sin. It was a little just... And I'm thankful again to be here at Bible school again. You should, I don't know where would I be if it wasn't for Bible school and the counselors and the messages and stuff. Some years have been more dramatic in my life than others, but they've all been good, and just very thankful to have this opportunity. And I just want to thank God that this has been in my life, because, you know, just the things that have been worked through in my life here, I can't imagine where I would be otherwise.
Hi, my name is Dolores Friesen, and I'm from Nova Scotia, Canada. I have been extremely blessed at Bible school this week. I don't know if it would be fair to say that it's the best Bible school ever from the four that I've attended so far. But it's been great. And when I came here, I felt like I had lost some of my connection with God. The relationship was still there, but some of the connection I could just feel, felt like there was a missing link or something. And I really enjoyed all of the message. Every single one was a great blessing. But especially Wednesday morning. That morning I had prayed, asked God for conviction. Because I felt like I needed something. And He sent it right away that morning. Paul Hirschberger's message on walking in the light, it really spoke to me. And I realized that I had darkness in my heart. That it was at least one dark area in my life that I had repented of, but I had never confessed to anyone. And it's something I tend to do often, is just repent to God, but nobody ever finds out about it. But I really want to change in that area, that my life is going to be more like an open book. And I'm going to be open to share with others and not keep to myself so much. And also that same day, I've also been blessed by the messages on, or what we heard about relationships. And that same day, I also reconciled a relationship with a family member, and I was just, my heart felt so light and free that evening. And there's a lot I could say, but I also really enjoyed the message on digging ditches, and I was really challenged to go home and dig fresh ditches in my devotional life and in different areas, just fasting and praying and keeping close to God. And that's my desire, and I'm excited to just keep growing in the Lord and give Him all the glory. God bless you.
My name is Nathan Bullen, and I'm from Brookfield, Missouri. My first year at Bible school, and it was a great blessing to my spiritual life. I want to give a hearty thank you to the ministers. You're an inspiration to me. Your devotion and the time that you put into your messages. And while they were all very excellent applicable, the topic of picking up the torch. As a young man trying to find God's will for my life, I want to thank Brother Paul Hershberger for that, taking that topic up and studying it and talking about biblical conviction, heart Christianity, being a light. And just pray that the Lord will continue to show me His will for my life, that when He looks for a man to stand in the gap, that He will find a man in me. That's my desire. And sometimes it seems a bit overwhelming. It'd be easier just to take a back seat. But it was truly an inspiration. And also the prayer time is very spiritually edifying, the way it's set up like that. And I just want to thank Brother Standard Boyson, an excellent prayer group leader, and he can really help meet the needs. And it was a very spiritually edifying time. And I believe it had an incredible impact in my life, in my prayer life, to be able to get down and just pour our hearts out to each other and pour our hearts out to God together. And so I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm Melissa Mast, and I'm from locally here in Pennsylvania. And God has been very good to me this week. I came here knowing that God had been asking me to trust Him, to stop worrying. I knew I was afraid, and I wasn't sure why. But this week, early on, the brother is just talking about our God is good and we can trust Him. And I told God, I will trust You. And so through the rest of this week, He's taken that trust and He's been very faithful to reveal areas in my life that I needed to change. And I've just been very blessed, and I want to live out that trust in every day of my life.
Well, my name is Laverne Friesen. I'm from Nova Scotia, Canada. I guess this week has been a real big blessing in my life. I always have been a really strong-willed person, and I just was really convicted by that. You know, the way I work with other people and often wanting to have the last word in the conversation. And God really spoke to me about that. And also another thing was digging in ditches. That message really spoke in my life, seeing that I had read my Bible often in the morning, but, you know, it was just a part of my job. It was just get up in the morning, read my Bible, and go to work. And to realize that there's actually more to that, just it's a daily thing that we have to do, and to not do it because we have to do it, because we want to live for the Lord. And this Bible school has been a really big blessing in my life. I feel that God has opened a new door. He's opened me to see a new part of life, and my desire is to go home and to make a difference till He comes back for us. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Heidi Yoder, and I'm from Maryland. This week has really been a blessing to me, and I really struggled with fear, fear of what other people might think, and fear of even just telling other people about Jesus and what He's done for me. And this week I gave up fear, the fear that was in my heart, and that evening God showed to me so strongly that He had taken it away, because I went to Walmart to get something for my sister, and there was this cashier there, and he was pretty grouchy, especially when I mentioned Bible school and what I was learning. And somehow this power within me just gave me peace to say these things, and I left there with such happiness and joy, and I'm so thankful that He has helped me through this. And I want to thank everybody who has put this Bible school together.
My name is Arlen. I'm from around here. And I've been blessed this week. Coming to Bible school has felt, in the last couple years, it's felt like it changed from coming saying, God, I've got so many problems in my life, please fill me. These last 2 years, last year, I almost considered not coming because I was like, well, what am I going to get out of it? What am I going to benefit? I feel fed spiritually. I feel stable now. I feel like I'm, I come from, my family is, my parents are separated. And things are, I highly respect my mom. I don't hold anything against her. But she can't do everything. It's, God gave us a dad and a mom for a reason. And God's the father to us. And so I really felt like I'd come through that. And I was like, so now what? What am I going to benefit from it? But I put my application in, and I felt like I should go. And then at some point they asked me to be a prayer group leader. And as I went through that week, I started to realize that I'm here not just to be ministered to, although I am here to be ministered to, but I'm also here to minister to other people. And I don't know where you're at in life. Maybe you feel like you're just completely burdened down by whatever you're going through. Praise God. God's here to minister to you. God's brought you here to minister to you. Maybe if you feel like you've come through something and now you're out of it, you feel like you're stable and you're like, well, why would I now come to Bible school? One of the evenings, one of the brothers mentioned something about people that are hurt and healed are able to help people that are hurt and need to be healed. And I found that true in my life. When I see someone who's going through what I've gone through, I can relate to them. I can come alongside them and say, I know what it feels like. I can be a friend to them. In my case, I felt very lonely. There were factors that were involved in that, but that was how I felt. But now I know how to minister to other people. And God's healed me, and I know how to minister. I can now, through His Spirit, not just in my own strength, but that's been the other thing. Through His Spirit, I can minister to other people around me. So that's what I want to encourage you with, and that's what I've been blessed with this week, is that we're not just here to minister, to be ministered to, but we're here to minister to each other. I might not remember all the time what I ate, but I definitely know I was fed. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Klein-Salter from Manitoba. And this week has been a tremendous blessing to me spiritually. I wanted to thank Paul Hirschberger for his message on biblical convictions. That really hit home to me. Just knowing that I can't just live off my parents' convictions, the church convictions, friends' convictions. I need to have them for myself. I need to build them. I need to make my marks. And I need to know why I believe what I believe. That was really encouraging. And I'd just like to encourage you all to set your marks and know why you believe what you believe. Thank you.
My name is Samuel Benjamin, and I'm from Georgia. This is my first time at this Bible school, and I really enjoyed it. My message really stood out to me, and I'm thankful for Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Thank you.
My name is Pearl Schoner from Myerstown, Pennsylvania. I want to say thank you. I feel like a repeat, but I want to say thank you to all those who put a part into this Bible school. It really has blessed me. I was thinking about it. The one message by Brother John D. stuck out to me. He said, he gave us a little picture there. If we tear into our enemies, that's like tearing into Christ. And I want to strive to become more and more like the holy and loving Savior that we have for an example. So you can pray for me that I can conform into his image and remember that when we tear into others, we're tearing into Christ.
My name is Mark Samuel Unruh. I'm from Arbroath, Manitoba. Just some things the Lord has been saying to me this week is he's been talking to me on the motives and why I say things, some of the things I say. And he's also been speaking to me, this thing's coming up, and he's like, are you willing to surrender that? And some of those things. And I'd especially like to thank Brother Mark Brubaker for counseling with me and also the other brothers that I was able to talk to, and I would like to thank them for their listening ear.
Hello, I'm Shana Yoder from Maryland, and I've learned a lot from Bible school, and I've made a 180-degree turn in my life. And there, when I was 12, I became a Christian, and then when I was 13, I started slowly turning away from him, and there were some things that happened along in my life that I wouldn't be here. I also wouldn't be alive either, and it was totally, and God has a great purpose for my life. And the other night, I was alone, and I felt, it was after I recommitted my life to the Lord, and I felt this darkness that was trying to get a hold of me, and I was praying to God, and I could feel him, his arms around me, and comforting me. And I just want to thank everybody who was there for me and who prayed for me.
Thank you. I'm Benjamin Thiessen from Leamington, Ontario. I have a big fear of speaking in public, but God helped me come up here. I struggled for quite a few years with discouragement and failure and pride. When I came here, this is my second year, I still wasn't sure whether I was born again or not. And I spoke with an elder, and I believe that helped me a lot. What hit me the most this week was Joe Root's invitation to make a stronger commitment to follow Jesus. We heard a lot about what Jesus went through. That helped me also. Just want to praise the Lord.
My name is Emily Smith, and I'm from Kelowna, Iowa. And I have been very blessed to be here this week again. God has really touched my life. I feel like I've really met with the Lord this week. And I was right away on Monday morning, Paul Hirschberger's message really stood out to me, talking about picking up the torch. And at the end, he was saying, at this Bible school, we need young people. And he gave a long list. And one of them that really convicted my heart was to get a burden for the needs in their own life. And I'm just thankful that as I spent time with the Lord, he gave me a burden for the needs in my life. And as I listened to John D's message on striving for perfection, that's what I really desire in my life. That was completely my heart. And just to realize that the way to get there is through brokenness, that really touched me. Sometimes those are hard things to go through, but just knowing that if we truly want that perfection of what Christ can do, then we have to be willing to go through those things and choose to trust Him through it all. And also the one on being a salt and light, and how we want to be a light without having Him work that salty character in us. And so I just desire that as I go home, the Lord would continue to work in my heart. The one chorus song we're singing, the first verse, or all the verses, are a great blessing to me. I feel like as I go home, it's my testimony. It says, "Oh, let me walk with Thee, my God, as Enoch walked in days of old. Place down my trembling hand in Thine, and sweet communion with me hold. Even though the path I may not see, yet, Jesus, let me walk with Thee." I'm just very thankful to the Lord for being here.
Jesus is my Lord, and I'm thankful to be a New Testament believer. But I've recently kind of had some confusion about what that means and what grace means. How I'm to take the whole Word of God, especially the Old Testament. But I feel that the message about kingdom perfection has kind of helped me correct some of that veering off to the wrong side. Just to see that the grace is so that we really in the fruit of the Spirit. Anyway, so the scripture really that hit me. I'm going to go directly to that. John 14:21. "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him." I believe that this book is God's love letter to me, and I can trust that everything He says in this book is meant for my life.
Hello, my name is Courtney Allman. I'm from Everson, PA. I really enjoyed Joe Rutt's messages. He taught on maturing in Christ. And to me, it doesn't mean to mature in Christ. I'm sorry. He had said just mature in Christ and put away childish things. And that doesn't mean like right now, but like it means to make a change in your generation. And I really appreciated how he explained it, and how he said to respect your parents. I too just want to bless my parents for the things they have taught me in my life, and so many times I feel I can take for granted what they've taught to me, and I just want to bless them. And I just want to say thank you to all the cooks and the people who make this Bible school possible. It's really been a blessing to me. And God has definitely opened my eyes to truth this week. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you very much. I was almost wondering if it wasn't a good afternoon. No. Does anybody know the number one way to preach the gospel?
Live it.
Sorry?
Live it.
Live it. Correct. I don't even know if there's supporting verses for that. There might be, but I heard a speaker once say that the number one way to preach the gospel is to live it. And I have met some people here who do that. I know typically, you know, testimony night is sharing a testimony, but I just want to give a thanks to those who decided to live the gospel. I want to say thank you to Thomas, our prayer group leader. Thomas, you did a very good job. I want to say thank you to all the speakers who have decided to take the time to teach us these valuable truths, and a special thanks to John D. Martin for preaching on the kingdom. It seems as though many of us Christians have lost sight of what the gospel really is, the gospel of the kingdom. And I really appreciate the fact that we're even able to like come up to you guys after and just talk to you guys and ask you guys more questions. I want to say thank you for Abe Nelson for driving us here. And we made it here alive. Thank you. For Jake Reimer, who also like put together the ride and everything. That it may seem like a small thing to you guys, but it does mean a lot to me. I want to say thank you to the kitchen staff. You guys did an excellent job. And I want to say thank you to two very special people. I don't know if they're here right now, but Alvin and Anita Martin, they are our host family. They have exceeded anything I think we could have asked for. And I want to thank God for his protection and for his restoration. With some of you guys here, I have shared that it was a bit of a challenge for me to even come over here. But the Lord has brought me through, through everything, and he has restored me. Also, I'd like to give you guys my name, which I don't think I did. My name is Johnny Croker. I am not related to Isaac Croker. All right. Many of you have asked that of me. But he's still a great guy. And I'm from Leamington, Ontario. And just before I go, I just want to share with you guys a verse. From Jonah chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. Lord's blessings, everybody.
Hi, my name is Isabel Villeneuve, and I am from Ontario, Canada. And I just wanted to say that it was really good to be here this week. All the messages for me were very inspiring, especially I think the evening messages were probably my highlight. And my desire is to go home and to live out these messages that I've heard this week. I know that it's easy for me when I'm here to be all inspired and stuff, but then to go back home and actually live it out is much harder. And I also wanted to say thank you for everybody that put work into this Bible school, because I know that doesn't just fall into place. And for the cooks especially, it seems like they're pretty quiet back there in the kitchen. Nobody gives them much praise, but I know that it's a lot of work. So I wanted to say thank you to all of you.
Hello, my name is Elliot McKay. The first thing I want to say that I really appreciated was where it said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness." And he gave the Greek, but I'm not going to say the Greek. But the word hunger means not to be satisfied until you get the whole loaf, not just a piece. I really like that. It puts new meaning to it. I want that in my life. And then it's high time for Christian maturity. That was a real challenge to me. So I appreciated that. And then when he shared on, do you feel your work is in vain? A lot of times we feel that way because we're not working exactly with people. We work when they're gone, so we don't have a lot of interaction with people. And so our family has felt that quite a lot. Our work is in vain. No one really sees, but our testimony can still go out there. And then he shared about, am I being salt and light? because we're called to be salt and light. And so anywhere we go, we can be have an influence. Because the world is bland, tasteless, and totally without life. I like that. And everywhere salt goes, it has an effect. So it's a matter if you have contact with people or not, your influence is still spreading. And then Jesus puts taste back into life. Oh, I love that. Jesus puts taste back into life in a bland world. I really like that. And then there's some other really good topics, like don't lay up treasures on, but in. And then the analogy with the ball and then the cups. What is the really good analogy? Where am I putting my treasures? Because it's easy to put your treasures here on earth, but the unseen world is far more real than anything we have. So I really like that. And then, are you a pew sitter? Oh, that hit hard. That was a really in-your-face example. And I don't want to be a pew sitter because the Lord has done so much for me. I can at least give Him praise. Then yesterday, in our prayer group, we talked other things, but one thing that was mentioned, if the devil can't make you sin, he'll make you busy. And that was really good, and I just want to make sure that I don't get too busy and fall into that trap as well. The last thing is when we said, it came to pass when this generation was old and full of years. Just how well have I made a difference in the world that I'm in?
My name is Priscilla Clausen. I'm from Florence, Ontario, Canada. And on Wednesday, Mark Bucher shared a message, and one thing that he said, we have a tremendous opportunity to be a good influence in our homes and churches. And that just made me think of what kind of an influence I'm being to my siblings, and that that I can be a better influence to them. And then also that if our family is where it's supposed to be, then the church can grow. And that was just a blessing to me. And I also want to thank everyone who spoke and put this together. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Joel Martin. I'm from Glenmont, Ohio. I want to thank everyone that made this Bible school possible, all the labors that were poured into it. I appreciate it a lot. Probably my favorite time was prayer and sharing. For some reason, I like that. I was here last year too, and I think it was my favorite time last year too. Some of the messages that spoke to me, probably the one that blessed me the most was on Thursday evening about digging ditches. That was a very encouraging message for me. And another statement that one of the speakers made, or an illustration about being a channel light, a light that guides. I guess for those of you who weren't here, it was a very good message to listen to, but those of you that were here know what I'm talking about. I'm very thankful for what was preached here.
Good afternoon, y'all. I've had a really good week. I've been blessed in a lot of ways. I can't number them all, and I can't say them all, but the messages that really stood out to me was the one about having a salty life. I want to go home, and I want to become more salty, not just where I am right now. I want to grow in my walk. also, I want to be a good light to the people I work with. to my area, my neighbors, and my siblings, and just work on that. And I also want to pick up the torch and take it and pass it on to my siblings. I'm the oldest right now at home. In a lot of ways, I feel like I have not been a good example to them. I feel like I failed in a lot of ways to show them the way to go. And I just want to take this home and really show them the way that they should be going. I want to thank everyone that was here to help this week go. You are all a great blessing, and you are a good example to me. And I just want to appreciate. I want to say I'm very thankful for that. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Benjamin Gussie from Halsey, Oregon. This week was a big blessing in my life. I knew it would be, but I have been blessed and touched in many ways. Yeah, the Lord has touched my life this week. It was a blessing. Some things that stood out to me, Paul Hirschberger's message. He talked about picking up the torch and making convictions, and he said that making convictions and standards for yourself is a good thing, and it will keep you from changing. And that was a good, idea, good truth that I need to apply to my life. And I want to go home and make convictions for myself. Also, John Dee's talks were very entertaining and very full of information. I enjoyed those a lot. But one thing that stood out to me from his, many things did, but one thing that I'll say is how he talked about God's commandments are not grievous, and how God, for the children of Israel, how God set his commandments and laws, and they were much more than just a commandment as they saw them. They were actually for their health and their benefit, actually. So that was a blessing, and I need to take that home and learn that lesson as well. Thank you for all the principals and everyone who organized this week. Thank you for keeping us young people in line. And also, all you ladies that did work in the kitchen, that was also a big part. The food was spectacular. Thank you so much.
My name is Hannah Smith, and I'm from Cul-de-sac, Idaho. This week has really meant a lot to me, especially Wednesday night, or Wednesday, Johnny Martin talked about music some. And then that night I went back to the place I'm staying, and I deleted a lot of music that I was convicted that I shouldn't be listening to because it wasn't honoring to God. And then... but I wasn't quite willing to get rid of all of it. I was sure that some of it was okay. Then I went back the next night, and I deleted the rest of it. I feel free that the only music I have that I'm going to listen to will honor God. Another thing that stood out to me is Brother Mark said, if you sow a thought, you reap a habit. If you sow a habit, you reap a lifestyle. If you sow a lifestyle, you reap a destiny. And the music I was listening to wasn't going to reap me a very healthy destiny. Thanks for everyone who made this possible, and especially also to my prayer group. That really meant a lot to me.
Good afternoon. I'm Titus Bolin from Brookfield, Missouri. And I can't expound on everything that was a blessing to me this week. There was a lot. But a couple of the things was one of the message on setting a goal. Not just living through life, morning, noon, night, morning, noon, night. And just going through the cycle of life. But to set a goal of where you want to be in 20, 30, 50 years from now. And as I thought about that and talked about it a little bit in our prayer group. I was thinking about the seeds I plant today will produce the fruit that I'll be reaping in the following years. And that really spoke to me, and that's, it gives more meaning to life. It makes you want to be more careful in what you do with each moment. And another thing that really spoke to me was what Elliot already brought out about what Brother Ted said about spiritual authenticity and actually living what we profess to believe and actually meaning it and speaking for the Lord whenever we have an opportunity and not being ashamed to be a light for Him at every moment we can. And another one was I forget who said it, but it was the message on the different aspects of the lamb. And the shorn lamb really stood out to me. Christ wants us to be a shorn lamb. He wants us to cast off our personal image, our identity, our pride, our own selfish habits and all that, and be conformed to His image. And that really spoke to me. And this week has been a great blessing. And I want to thank you all.
My name is Emily Zimmerman, and I'm from Hillsboro, Wisconsin. The Lord really spoke to me through the message Thursday night about the trenches and my life being dry, and I didn't want to really be honest with myself that my life is dry. But then God just helped me to see that it is and that I need to take action by His Spirit and power. And so I'm thankful for that He's helping me with that. And also the message, Friday morning that Paul Hirschberger did on the spirit of the lamb and the dove. And if I don't remember much from this Bible school, I at least want to remember that. I'll take CDs home, but I forget things pretty fast. And I really want to have God's Spirit within me and to just be gentle and kind and Christ-like. And yet, to think of it as powerful, too, is just amazing. And I want to be able to have the power of God to just speak to other people about Christ and to be a witness for Him. And there's been a lot of other messages that really spoke to me too, and I'm very thankful for the Lord speaking through the speakers into our lives. It's a great blessing, and I feel very privileged to be here.
Hello and good afternoon. My name is Eric Mass, and I'm from around here as well. This has been a very great first Bible school, I would say. I really can't make heads or tail of what I learned, but one thing I want to say is, to get a much better relationship with Christ, one of the songs there says, "I dare not walk alone." It's like that scary. It's not just a little thing. And it's been a wonderful week, and I want to thank all those that put it together. The cooks, whatever back there smells pretty good, so I want to thank all of you. God bless you.
Hi, my name is Alyssa Yoder. I am from Shreve, Ohio. One of the messages that stood out to me was the one from Paul Hirschberger as the spirit of the lamb and of the dove. And I just want to say thank you for the challenge for to be able to, with the words of following the Lamb, that was a challenge to me. And I also want to say thank you for all that the ladies have done in the kitchen and the men, and for making everything possible.
Howdy, I'm Gabriel Mahler from Idaho, and I wasn't sure if I should come this year. It was busy and hard to get off and on the ranch, and it's been a big encouragement to me to be here. Brother Joe's message on Monday night really spoke to me about surrendering our will completely to Christ, and then the topic of picking up the torch really touched me. And then Brother Ted, what he said about being a pew sitter. I've been guilty of that many times, being a pew sitter, and praise the Lord that He can help us to not be just a pew sitter. And I want to say thank you to all the staff, and the meals were good, both spiritual and physically. Thank you.
My name is Hope Boyce, and I'm from Denver, Pennsylvania. And one thing that I appreciate from this Bible school was the messages of the Sermon on the Mount about how salvation is described throughout that, about how God wants us to be poor in spirit and to have a burden for our own needs. And, yeah, I really appreciated that. And I want to thank everyone who made the Bible school possible, and especially Sister Anne for letting me talk to you and get some, I guess, lights turned on in some dark places in my heart. And another thing I appreciate from Brother Paul's messages, or no, it actually was Brother Joseph's, about digging ditches, and he said that you need to make sure that you have an environment that you can grow spiritually and get the help that you're needing. And I felt God speak to me about that, to be able to have accountability with someone who can be my godly parents, and to be open and not to hide anything that I'm going through, but to let God work through those things in my life. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Willie Buck from North Central Indiana, and I want to praise God for what He's done in my life. I spent 9 years in doubt after reading 1 John 3:9, which says he is born of God, cannot sin. 10 years ago, after someone showed that to me, I thought that I didn't know anyone in the world that was saved, and I spent years unable to believe that the Christian life was practical, skeptical of anyone I talked to, and unable to believe that God saved me from my sins. And I came here last year, and when I gave my negative testimony to my prayer group, My prayer group leader was concerned about me, and he told me, well, he didn't know how to help me himself, but he thought I should talk to one of the teachers, and I didn't really have a good opportunity to talk to any of them for a long time. But I decided I'd go up after a message to talk to one of the counselors. Not really anything much with the message itself, but just to have a chance to talk to someone, and I told them about my struggles with the contradictions in the Bible and things like that. And he was showing me a bunch of verses. And I said, well, if he can believe them, maybe I should just stop trying to figure out everything and to just believe what I can, even if it doesn't make all the sense to me. So I had several days that I believed I was saved before I got a ton of doubt again, and that was the last day on Sunday. And then one of the Bible school students gave a short message on belief and repentance, and I talked to him afterwards and decided that I would believe I was saved even if I didn't felt like it, that I felt like it. So that's what I did. I decided to believe that God had saved me, even though it took several months before I got that feeling most of the time. And I am so thankful that God has changed my life, and I've been dealing with sin and working on getting my life cleansed ever since.
My name is Melody Dyke, and I'm from Ruthven, Ontario, Canada. And many things blessed me this week. It's hard to even collect my thoughts to bring out like a few things that did. But yeah, one thing that really spoke to me was the part about having self on the cross and Christ on the throne. And I think in too many areas of my life, I'm having self on the throne, and I want to live in a way that it's obvious that Christ is on the throne and he's number one in my life. And yeah, I was really blessed how the messages all worked together to bring out a lot of the same points. And one of those was about following the Lamb. Paul Hirschberger, the words he left with us is follow the Lamb. And then also in Brother Joseph's yesterday about the last word, he just said, you follow me. Doesn't matter what they do, but you follow me. I want to follow him. And yeah, it's just been an inspiration to be here this week. I feel like the fire has been rekindled in my heart, especially through prayer group. And I want to go home changed and live a life that is following Christ.
My name is Max Kuznetsov, and I'm from Hawaii. And I want to say thank you all for making this Bible school happen. And I always refer to Bible school as a big refresh button. It's always such a blessing to come here to hear all the teachings and encouragements. And I've been encouraged by one of the messages about when I became a man, about manhood. And I met a lot of students here that come from broken homes, that have difficult relationships, especially with the fathers. And I wanted to read a place in the Bible about that. I can't imagine the struggles that they have to face and so much brokenness that carries along in the homes. So as encouragement, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. So he's the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. So I hope that's encouraging to all of you that come from broken homes. And as a word for the brothers, we are future fathers and future men of God. And one of the things from the message was Is there a better picture of a man than a man kneeling before his God with tear-stained eyes? I think not. And we will have a tremendous influence on our families in the future and in our relationships. So I would just encourage myself and you all to be diligent to start right now. Start now to seek biblical manhood. God bless you.
Hello. I'm Becca Probert from Idaho. And this is not as hard as it was last year. It's still a little difficult, but several of the messages, I wasn't really sure we were going to be able to come, but God worked it out in some very amazing ways that we were able to come. And several of the messages spoke to me that I was not right with one of my siblings at home, one of my younger sisters, and I want to go home and make it right. And I also want to make some other changes in my life, and I was very blessed coming here. I also want to thank our prayer group leader, Rachel Beskos. She's been a great blessing to me, taking the time for me. And God bless you for that. And I want to thank everybody else who made this possible for me.
Hello. My name is Herman Peters, and I'm from Leamington, Ontario. First, I guess I would like to thank everyone who made this possible, the Bible school, the ministers, Earl Fox, and all the good, the touching songs that he's chosen, put together, principals, matrons, and the cooks for the good food. This week has been a blessing. Really has, and Jesus has spoken to me through the speakers in many ways. I guess one illustration that I guess stood out to me was the illustration of a chair here, and often we just walk around that chair and walk around the chair and learn all about it, but never really take a seat, a full sit, and completely rest in God. And often that's, I guess that's been a struggle for me. And then also just to take that rest and then to live a life, live in the light and as an open book for all to see. And not to keep anything from Christ, just to give it all to Him, so that we can have complete rest and also that we should have good relationships with everyone in our life, everyone who we are around, family, friends, and not to have a selfish salvation, but rather to live a life to bless everyone around us and to try to help them to come to Christ. I don't have anything to put into the trash can, but I'd like to, I guess, just have a mental picture of putting all the things that God has showed me that are not good to have in my life, all the pride and fear of giving everything to God, fear of men, immoral thoughts, selfishness, whatever it is. I just want to put it all out, put it all into the trash can. And give it all, and live a godly life rather to, and to take rather to leave all that here in the trash can, and then to take all that was taught here, this week and take that home, live that out, and then not to be to have an authentic Christianity and not be a pew-sitter, because puke-sitters make God puke, like Ted says. I really liked he didn't beat around the bush, and I like that about him. Just say it as it is. This week we've been taught Jesus, and I'd like to read a little bit of some of a song here. It's Jesus is standing in Pilate's hall. Jesus is standing in Pilate's hall, friendless, forsaken, betrayed by all. And the next verse starts with, Jesus is standing on trial still. You can be false to him if you will. The next verse starts, will you evade him as Pilate tried, or will you choose him, whate'er betide? The next verse says, will you like Peter your Lord deny, or will you scorn from his foes to fly? Daring for Jesus to live or die, what will you do with Jesus? And then what my hope is this next verse, or for myself, that is my heart's desire, and I hope that is also everyone else's desire. It says, Jesus, I give thee my heart today. Jesus, I'll follow thee all the way. Gladly obeying thee, will you say, this will I do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me?
Hi, my name is Dorothy Malco, and I'm from Tennessee. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to everyone who put this Bible school on, and I've been here the past few years, and it has been a big blessing to my Christian life. I really appreciated the aspect that was brought out of being a mature Christian, and especially about being the kingdom here on earth. And it's not about living my life so I can get to heaven, but it's about furthering his kingdom here and bringing the peace and the love that he has given to me to other people. So I want to thank all the speakers for the life that has made it possible for them to have that kind of connection with God so they can share it with us. And my desire as I go from here would be that I could reflect Christ's spirit of love and mercy so that I could change other people. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Eric Wall, and I'm from Arbroath, Manitoba. This week, I have heard a lot of things a lot of things have deeply convicted me. Picking up the torch, relationships, some of those things. But I want to specifically mention the message Brother Joe Root had about digging ditches. I guess the last while has found me often in my spiritual life swimming in circles, not getting anywhere in my spiritual life, wondering why I can't go on with God. And this has inspired me to go home and dig new ditches of devotion, studying the Bible, memorizing, singing, and some number of other areas in my life that I know I need to go home and make right. I just have made this commitment to not go back home back into that circle of going nowhere. My desire is not only to survive in the Christian life, but I want to thrive. I just want to read a part of a song here. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth. He is the living way. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me. Still will I enter in. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Clausen from Wheatley, Ontario. I don't know where to begin. It's been one of my best weeks of my life, I think. I've been challenged about every aspect that you can imagine. I was especially challenged by Paul's messages on picking up the torch and the illustration of the channel light. We discussed it in prayer group, and often we think we can let our light grow dim and it doesn't affect anyone else, but it could cause someone else to crash, and then you're responsible for that soul's failure. And that convicted me. I want to keep my light burning bright at all times. I feel like I'm going home now with a renewed vision. I know why I'm here, and I want to live out Christ's call and what I've learned here. I want it to stay real at home, not just be inspired here. So thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Okay, my name is Abe Nelson, and I'm from Ruthven, Ontario. And for those of you that know me, I'm not very well at speaking in front of a lot of people, so bear with me. I've felt very convicted this week, mostly from Ted, of being pew sitters. And that's the main reason I'm up here, for not being a pew sitter and for praising the Lord for what he has done for all of us here. And I'm sure I'll give you guys an opportunity to not be pew sitters, so let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's say it again. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen. So, in my head I had a lot more to say here, but I guess that all ran out. So, God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Effort of Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.